So the land around Medicine Lake was given to your grandfather?
Yeah.
Do you know why it's called Medicine Lake?
Well, my great-grandfather, Chief Shinati, who was buried up 16 miles above Circle, he was a big medicine man, see? And that's where they lived in the summer. Well, then my grandfather, my mother's dad, see, he took over as the medicine man. So as far as I know, that's where they named it Medicine Lake. That's where they spent their summers. And in that country, or in the winter. In the summers, they used to go down on where they call Jumpa. Then they went across the and come out on the Yukon, 16 miles above Circle. And that's where they had their summer camp. They would fish here, catch fish and everything in the summer. Then in the fall, see, as soon as the fish was over, they would migrate back over to Medicine Lake and go back over to Medicine Lake, and then they'd go back there. The caribou would come through in them hills back there, and they could get the caribou and everything. So see, Circle was not originally an Indian village. That was started by the white man.
Mm-hmm.
There was no natives, no Indians in Circle. They were 60 miles above.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, after the white men started Circle, a lot of them moved down there then, see. And from Medicine Lake, see, and they moved into Circle from there. And that ended the Medicine Lake and 16 Mile up there.
Mm-hmm. Now, so at 16 Mile there was a fish camp, and you said your grandfather was buried there?
There is
a grave marked there on the bank. That's
mm-hmm.
the one.
Yeah.
Can you tell me anything about him?
No, I can't. You have to ask the old timers,
right?
No, listen to their stories. And just,